are doing this every Tuesday. They need to come hang out with Mooch and the missus.
That is called fascism. Okay, he is a fascist leader.
He's his own worst enemy. He's creating his own problems. You know, he's like one of those people who can't get out of their own way.
I don't want to be one of those Trump haters. Okay, I just want to make...
Everyone is a product of their upbringing and their personal loyalties.
I think a wire was touching another.
And I probably got overtaken by the excitement of him winning.
The minute you called me to say, boom, as soon as I got that, boom, I called you right back.
Anyway, you lose the argument. All the ladies out there.
My mother's like, why are you cursing so much? I'm like, Ma... Where do you think I learned it from?
We do this podcast. I go into the city. We have dinners together or we'll travel. We spend time to be together as a couple and a family and as business partners. And I feel like it really helps us.
You still love me?
I do.
Okay.
Do you still love me?
Very much.
Okay. I don't know if you have, let's
very much my liberal, hot wife.
Okay. Well, we have somebody way more interesting here. Too bad that you're not with us. I feel bad for you.
It's a bitch.
We have Wayne Diamond here, people. Fashion designer and the really handsome gentleman, or what is it? Older gentleman.
The older handsome man for the show, of course. I mean,
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
Right? And you guys, were you snubbed? Were you snubbed for during
absolutely.
Awards?
There was absolutely snubbed. I mean, ridiculous. All of them were snubbed. I mean, you got the Safri brothers, great. This is an art to make a movie. And Hollywood just threw them out. Throw them out like garbage. Not even one.
You should call J-Lo and see how she feels. Yeah, do you think she feels snubbed?
Yeah, listen. J-Lo,
I didn't see that.
I don't care about J-Lo.
Me
either. She's got the guy.
You care about Wayne.
They're looking around New York. They're buying real estate. These are what these two assholes are doing. I really give a shit about J-Lo. I mean, I helped her do with dresses with Tommy. I mean, she's a tough person.
Was she
person.
Nice back then?
No, she's horrible.
Horrible.
Not a nice person.
Even back then, right?
I was with her when she did the movie with my friend that jumped off the building in Boca. if you lived in Boca, you jump off a building. It's a horrible place. Horrible.
Is it really?
A bunch of Jews and Italians jumping up and down, waiting for their last days to die. It's a horrible place.
Horrible. What does Anthony say? It's God's waiting room, right?
I agree with Anthony 100%.
People are driving the wrong way on the highway, crashing into each other, but everyone has a good tan, and they watch Anthony on Fox News. No, Blue Plate.
They got blue hair. I mean, yeah, blue hair.
They have blue hair.
It's enough to make you vomit there, okay? Vomit.
So let's talk about something serious before we move on to more interesting things. So you want to weigh in on the Iran situation?
Every day's a disaster. Every day I'm taking my Ativan. I can't listen to this guy. Every day there's a problem.
Think it's about polls or distraction from the impeachment?
I think distraction, changing the narrative. And he's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. He's hated. He's hated by all of us that went to school, learned history. But these Republicans, they scare me more. It's not Trump that really scares me. Trump's just one man that's going to die sooner or later. It's the people who voted for this moron that scare me. I see them give the Nazi salute at the game. Nobody says a word about it. Nobody does anything about it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't believe that actually blew over. I wonder if those kids ever got called out for doing that, but...
They did.
Did they?
They did.
But it's like an accepted thing now. Now that he's president, people think that that's cool to be white supremacist. It's kind of revolting.
It's disgusting. Disgusting.
It is. So, all right. So, I don't know. That's kind of the same information that we've known for a while. There was no real imminent threat, and he did this because he's... impetuous and needs a distraction.
It's the Saudis that did everything. The Saudis just did this deal. Mm-hmm. They blame it on Iran. Iran, probably the most educated country in the world. It's always their fault. It's never the Saudis. You never hear anything bad about Saudi Arabia.
Well, that's what we were talking before, that Trump is not a history buff whatsoever, does not read, so he doesn't know the implications of what he's doing. So basically... we're going off of his emotions, and he has absolutely no idea what has happened in the past with them. So Anthony explained a lot of it to me, because truly I didn't know a lot of it either. Most people don't.
Ottoman Empire, strongest people in the world. By 1890, they were the strongest nation on earth. And they didn't go with the Industrial Revolution, and that was their downfall. Mm-hmm. They didn't go with technology. I mean, that shows you when you don't play with technology, you don't go forward with technology.
You get left in the dust.
You get left out in the dust.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened to Persia.
Well.
Terrible.
So that's where it stands. I don't know. It's an interesting
time. Let's talk about Uncut Gems. Finally, a new movie on the screen. An artistic masterpiece by the Safri brothers, Sebastian McLeod, and Ronnie Bronstein. Incredible, incredible movie. With a lot of thought in it, and emotion, and terror, and a little bit of comedy. And with actors that are not actors. And the Safri brothers had the genius to put all of this together. And they get nothing. There is no more art. Scorsese made the same fucking movie five times. We started with this bullshit with the mafia and this and that. Then we come out with the Irishman out of nowhere. They had to throw the Irish in there. I mean, because we only had the Italians and the fucking Jews, you know? So now we have the Irishman. Next thing will be the Muslim monster. I mean, it's out of control. Mm-hmm. The guy is doing the same movie over and over, and he gets credit for it. I mean, it's not fair. The same actors, the same people, great actors. They're, listen, these guys already made it. It's over. They're the greatest. Mm-hmm. These guys, these young, Julia was terrific. I mean.
Who else is in it? Adina Menzel's in it, right?
Adina Menzel was terrific.
She's amazing. I love
terrific.
Her.
Terrific. What a nice old Jewish mother. I mean, she was terrific. You had the old guy from Taxi, who I love dearly.
What's his name again? I gotta look
the
it
old
up.
Guy. What's his name? What a nice guy. Whatever his fucking name is. He was the nicest. I mean, these people treated me like I was God. Like I was God. Everybody on a set was treated like God. I mean, even a helicopter. The trouble with the helicopter scene, and I got to say something in my own defense here. Three and a half hours in a fucking Bell helicopter that was worth maybe $6,000. Here I am. I usually go on a plane first class, 360 people. At least I know when I die with a lot of people. This thing was me and the girl, Julia, some guy with his feet in my head, and Josh Safri. I mean, the sound, you couldn't hear anything. So we had to do the rework on that. That was supposed to be a big part of the movie, but it worked out incredibly well that it wasn't, because the way the movie ended was changed because of that scene, and it came out terrific. I mean, these guys are geniuses. They're just sweet, nice people, and they know what they're doing, and they're great, and they got fucked, okay, by the Academy. They should have won anything for art and talent. Ridiculous.
Did you see Kathy Bates, what she tweeted?
No, I didn't. I wasn't.
You know, she was in the movie The Waterboy with Adam Sandler.
Oh, so, I remember, yes.
Yeah, I guess they kept a relationship or whatever, but she just wrote that Adam Sandler got no love from the Academy, but good news is he could stop wearing suits because he never wears suits, so I guess he was happy about that.
That is funny.
But, I mean, the important thing is that people go see the movie. I mean, yes, you got snubbed, but now people need to go out and see it. You know what I mean? That you got to get love from the people. I mean, that's the most important thing.
The movie
at the box office, right?
He's getting love. Look, dollar and cents wise, I mean, these guys just hit
right. At the end of the day, that's really what.
No. Listen, if you're an artist, do you think that Michelangelo really gave a shit about? I covered up all these guys banging each other, and I did it in the Sistine Chapel, and the Pope's going to give me more money. I don't think he really gave a shit.
He wants the recognition.
The recognition is what's important.
Yeah.
I mean, Scaramucci is not going to be Scaramucci
without the recognition.
Right. He wants people to know who the hell he is. He wants people to know how good looking his wife is.
Aunt lives for the recognition.
We all want this in life. We all want that recognition. Look at me at my age. I'm finally getting what I deserve. More recognition.
So you won't tell us how old you are, though, right?
No, never.
Right?
Scares the shit out of me, man.
Seriously?
Yeah, it does. It really does. I mean, age is a funny thing. When you get older, you feel older. And, you know, it takes a couple of drinks here and there, you feel like a normal
person. And then
you feel
better.
You feel like a kid again. You know what I mean? You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but you have a young spirit, like Anthony. Yeah. Anthony loves to tell people how old he is. And then when he's halfway through the year, he starts telling people he's a year older. I'm like,
I did the same thing.
What the hell is that? You just turned 56. You're telling me you're 57?
Because that's how you feel. You feel like it's over already.
No,
because
he wants people to say, oh my God, you don't look 57. So he starts lying and saying he's older than he really is. Anyway, tell us more about your life, because I think you've lived an interesting life, right?
I think we have a lot in common, me and Anthony, in ways that we're both entrepreneurs. You know, he started with nothing. I started with shit, though. I mean, you know, my parents were both school teachers in Oceanside. My mother was in Brentwood, which is our neighborhood. Now you don't even want to go near. It's like the South Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And my father taught in Oceanside High School, which we all know, right near Nathan's, you know, the big Frankfurt.
Yeah, everyone used to go with the motorcycles.
The aliens, they were called the aliens. They used to vomit and lick it up. Most disgusting thing
ever. Disgusting. I never knew that tidbit.
I only weighed 108 pounds. It was perfect. I mean, every time I saw that, I couldn't eat for a fucking week. It was wonderful. But listen, my father went there. I was like the king of Nathan's, friendly with all. I was a hippie. And I wore, like, I was first guy to wear bell bottoms in the school and stuff. And I was friendly with most of the hitters. Anthony will understand. I mean, you're too young to understand what hitters
are. No, I know what a hitter is.
A hitter. Then we had hitters. Yeah. We had the hitters. We had the jocks who were assholes. And then we had the, you know, the hippies, you know. I mean, you know, the regular guys, you know, who were the nerds.
Okay. You know, Anthony was a blend of all those things.
But we had Nathan's, which was really important. I mean, it was like a... It was like having your Sistine Chapel in your backyard.
You know, exactly. Hey, Anthony told me all about Nathan's, and he lived on the North Shore.
And I was a king. I was a king. And now, you know who's back? Who's back, Anthony? Yeah, I just spoke to him.
And he's talking to your poster because I feel like he thinks he's talking to you.
No, I'm not looking
okay.
I'm looking in your face, so when I talk to you, I think I got a human being in front of me.
Yeah, exactly.
Know? But you guess who's back? He reopened. I spoke to him 4 days ago. The club that was in the Roslyn that everybody went to for Port Washington.
An EpiPen.
Let's forget about him, okay? Let's talk more about my life. It's more fucking important, okay?
You're more interesting than Epi.
Yeah,
listen,
I went to school and all that stuff. My father taught in the school. My mother, and he threw me out of his class. That was it, boom. Then I ended
up... Wait, did you get along with your parents?
I love him. My father was the greatest, smartest guy in the world. I mean, really a genius.
So what's your take on parenting?
I think that today it's like, I go to a kid's house, take your shoes off, put that shit in your hair so you got no germs.
Purell.
Oh, please, give me a fucking
break. Your grandkid is growing up in England, right?
In the
They must be like, wait, your grandkids are growing up in England?
No, God forbid.
Wait, did you say he was English?
No, my son-in-law is English.
Okay.
Fucked up.
Really. But so they're even more refined than we are, or
yeah,
neurotic,
I think they have more class than we have.
Right.
I mean, listen, I look at myself. I think I got class, and it's all low. I think Anthony probably feels the same way, other than his suit and tie. You know, the new look. He's got to look like that. I got to look like this.
Right.
We look like the old world schmageggies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, schmageggie.
When we grew up. So you know. And then my father was smart. Says to me, I didn't know what the fuck to do. I got out of college. I went to New York Tech. I was a moron. You know, I wasn't that smart in school. And he says, go to the garment center. It'll be a good place for you. And I mean, 2 years before, as you can read my story, if you read my life, I had met Maya Lasky. He said, give me a call. And I was pretty poor in those days. You know, we didn't have money, but everybody was poor, so it was pretty cool.
Right.
You know? Except these five town kids, the worst.
Yeah, they were always,
They had all the money. Like the great neck kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they would charge me $50 to come home from school, but I went to Bryan College in Rhode Island. I couldn't afford going there. I'd like to see my parents, so... You know, but I could afford 50 bucks every week to see my parents. I saw them one time. I said, fuck this place. I got out of there and went to school at New York Tech. You know, whatever. I learned how to put carburetors in cars. I learned how to smoke pour pot. I mean, I really had a good time.
So you've done everything in life. You've tried it all.
I became like a car mechanic. I learned everything. And I had these, I did really good philosophy because I had these two, what are they called? Jesuit priests. They gave everybody A's. It was the greatest. My parents were so happy I got two A's. Everything else I fucking failed.
Those were the only A's you ever saw.
The only A's I ever saw in my lifetime. So I got out of college and I did this. And my father said to me, go into the garment set. I said, hey, you know, I don't know anything about dresses, about garments. He says, go there. Okay, so I get a job at the, you'll understand. I got a job at, what's that? What's it called? You go there and you get people jobs. So I went to this place.
Oh, a headhunter?
A headhunter.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to, I remember the guy, Gaines. His name was Gaines. I go to this guy. I get down the phone. I'm talking to these guys that are CEOs of companies that don't have jobs. Like, I know what the fuck I'm doing. So I ended up getting a job in the garment center. There's a shipping clerk for Louis Provenzano, Tony Pro's brother. Oh, my. Like, I know who these guys are. Afterwards, I figured it all out. I mean, it was like 5 years later. And I was a shipping clerk and stuff. And I, packing boxes. And, you know, that was it. Then I did that for like 6 months, and then all of a sudden, Louis calls me in, and his wife, Rose, they call me in. Well, you mind shining my fucking shoes? I said, hey, I went to college, man. I don't want to shine your shoes. I want to make dresses. I want to be a dress guy like you. I want to make dresses and make things like this. And he said to me, you know, you're fired. I said, okay, goodbye. Nice to meet you. And then I got different jobs and everything else, and then I said, what the hell? Listen, you know, that Meyer Lansky kind of guy liked me. So I gave him a phone call. He says to me, okay, I'll put you together with this guy, Murray Oliphant. Go see Murray Oliphant. Little guy, 5 foot tall. They're all 5 feet. Everybody, Meyer. All these Jews are 5 feet tall. They got more power than God.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had these little shoes on with it. You could see the top of his feet or some shit. This is a tick to the ruin. He's playing with his thing. He
says,
how you done? No, they all got these pains and shit. I mean, so I went into the office there, and he says to me, Maya tells me you'd like to be in the dress business. I said, oh, yeah, I want to be in the dress business. Yeah, I definitely want to be in. He says, okay, what we're going to do is I'm going to put you in the dress business. So, and I was really, at that time, I was starting to learn the business from the shipping and looking at the dresses. And I knew how women felt, and I was a really good-looking guy in those days. And he puts me into business with another guy who really knew the business. A guy that I want to be, I don't even want to mention his name. He's dead. Glad he's dead and he's buried, and that's it. I don't want to talk about the guy. So they put me in business, and within 3 years, I'm really into dresses. My parents are starving. They're losing the house. You become good at something because you're under the fucking gun.
Pure necessity.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You've got to be under the gun. The kids today don't understand this shit. They really don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
When I had that kind, I thought I was dead. I was going to die. Mm-hmm. I thought every day I was going to die. 24/7, I was working. Uncle, this one, this buyer, this one, this one, this one. And all of a sudden, I got really good at this shit. You're so intense. God knows what my blood pressure was then. You know, I should have stroked that then. I would that always.
You wouldn't need the carotid artery surgery.
Well, the service I'm having today.
Right.
But what happened was I got really good. I became like 10 million the first year, then the 30 million the second year. I put all these five.
Well, that's more than good.
No,
that's
I got up to $110 million, $120 million.
You were giving all the five towns ladies their
fashion? All of them went out of business.
Fashion?
All
oh,
these
you gave
moral,
them a run for their
all
money?
Of them, okay. All of them went out of business. I put all their fathers out of business, all these scumbag trust fund pieces of shit. I put them all out of business. And I, you know, not that it gave me a good feeling. I mean, I liked a lot, some of them kids, you know. But
You know, it's business.
Right. I mean, all I did was work at my profession, which was making dresses, designing, and I learned it from the bottom up. You learn how to cut the dress, sew it. I could sew a dress today, tomorrow. How to put a beading on it, how to put the beading on it, how to do shirring. You learn everything, man. You got to learn it from the bottom up. And the kids today want to go, they want to learn it. They go to Wall Street, hey, I want $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to Goldman Sachs because, you know, I went to Harvard. I deserve it. You know, I mean, it's just, it's a different world we live in today, and it's going to collapse. This guy is the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's Donald Trump. He's mm-hmm. the beginning of the end. He is showing the kids that you can be a fucking moron, never go to school, never learn anything, never know anything about history, nothing about life, and become and be a, your father gives you $400 million. And New York is
and lie gonna, your ass off.
And lie. Right. Every day a lie. Right. Every day I need Ativan. Helen, where's the Ativan? Where's the Ativan? That schmuck is on the phone. He's on the TV. I'm losing my mind. And we're all going through it. I think the whole society is going through a nervous breakdown.
I think so, too. He has impacted everyone's life in some way, shape, or form, and most of it is negative. I was saying that to Anthony. In some way, shape, or form, he has impacted somebody's life in a way that is not good. And that's not how it should be, but it's like
happy.
A phenomenon.
You should be happy. It's about fun. Life is about fun.
Right.
Enjoy it. You make some money. Enjoy it. I retired 25 years ago. I made a lot of money. Boom. I wanted to be an actor, and I said, okay, now same shit. All I did was I went to acting school with kids, learned from kids. I went to... you know, I did classes, I did improv, I did, you know, back and forth, you know, we did the plays. That was the winter of our discontent, you know what I mean? We did all of this shit, Shakespeare, Chekhov, and I really enjoyed it. And I took history courses at Hunter, and I took English Lit courses, and I really, you know, the things that I didn't do in high school that I really wanted to do, because, but I was incapable.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to do later on because I was, my mind, I guess, developed late.
We should live in reverse. That's what I always say. I know.
I kind of agree. I agree with you there.
So was Anthony. So what else? So you said something about Oprah was a babysitter for you?
It was amazing. We were living in this place called the Addison of Boca. I'm talking, this is 1981. And about 6 years old, later I meet this guy, Heinzinger. And he was a friend. He had built Fisher Island. And they're talking to me at the bar, you know, at the bar in Boca. Wayne, you got to go to this place. It's the greatest. I built this place. Everybody's there. This guy, all these crazy people are there, okay? So, I thought about it. About 1991, I see him again. And you never went with me. You never went. Come on, I have to take you in my limo. Going to go to Fisher Island. You see this place. It's amazing.
10 years later, he's still talking
about this? No, 5 years later.
Oh, 5 years
later.
Four or
five years. Right. And I'm living in Boca, and everybody, there's nobody there in those days. I mean, it did become like Temple Emmanuel. I mean, you know, I mean, or, you know, whatever. I mean, there was nobody in the fucking place. It was great. It smelled a lot in the hotel. You brought your kids in there. The guy, piano player, was there. Nobody was there. Nobody came to this place. It was great. It was the greatest, you know, I mean, if you wanted to get away. So he takes me to this place, Fisher Island. I go around, meet this guy, Eddie, on the beach, who was the greatest, still one of my great friends. He's drinking a bottle of vodka on the beach. It was the greatest. And he says to me, yeah, this place is great. Everything's good. Look at the chick over there. Look at the chick over there. Look at all these women. I mean, you never saw shit. All these Russian, North European girls on the beach. I mean, really hot, Parisians. No Americans. You can say fuck all you want. Nobody knows what you're saying. So he takes me up. He shows me these apartments. He says, wait, I got a great deal. But it's 1991. I'm going to give you this place for $2.5 million in Villa Del Mar. Oprah's going to buy upstairs. Jimmy Desnick, who I didn't know, was buying up in the penthouse. So I said, great, okay. 2.5. I'm looking at the place. I'm looking at my bring a guy in. It's 2.5. More, I got to put into the place. So I said, what the fuck? I didn't believe in mortgages or any of that shit. So I bought the place. I put the 2.5 in. I put the $5 mil in. 1992, I'm living at the penthouse at the Delano, what I love more than anything. The Delano, number one place in the world. Better than everything. But I get the place, and I'm there. I'm living in Fisher Island. I loved it. I really did. We had it done right. I lived there. Loved all the people. It was nice.
Oprah's your neighbor.
Oprah was just a great... I played golf with Stedman all the time.
I've never even heard him speak. Is he nice?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I went a few years ago to listen to him. He wrote a book in Amsterdam, and I flew to Amsterdam to go to the signing. And he was so happy. He was hugging and kissing me. It was just immense. I mean, they were like my family. Oprah was so nice. She had that other girl there, a few
Gail.
Women there. She was there. Yeah. Look, I love Oprah.
There's Oprah, there's Gail.
Oprah was Gail in those days. And he used to scream, Wayne, Wayne, you know, from the upstairs. I said, I got the kids. You want to take care of my fucking kids? I want to go out tonight. So she was just regular people. She had that guy, I think that he's on TV now, he had a heart attack, I think, from where they have too much.
Who?
Oh, that guy. I think Harper was her workout guy in Fisher. The guy you see on TV. I think that was him.
Okay. I'm not
sure
up on that.
Him, okay, I'm not either. I'm not sure.
All right.
So I don't want to make
a false claim.
Yeah, right. Oh.
Like Trump? Okay.
Yeah, okay. But it was great. And we lived there. We had a great time there. I met a lot of great people on Fisher Island. And I like Miami. I mean, I'm still a Miami guy. I mean, I spent half my life in Miami, and I spent half my life in New York.
Is that why you're so tan?
You know, I put that stuff on my face.
Oh, either way.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
All right, I need that.
I don't want to ruin my skin.
Where can I get that?
As a matter of fact, it's on, I used to use the Clinique stuff. But it gets all over your good pillows or your sheets and stuff. So I don't use that shit no more. So I got this new stuff. You get it on Instagram. If you get my Instagram, The Wayne Diamond, you'll find out where to get the product.
I'm going
to
follow you.
The
okay.
Wayne Diamond.
Anthony and I are avid spray tanners. Right now we're
don't
we
use don't... the spray tan.
Why? Look,
it smells. You get out of there, you stink like shit.
I know, but
this is the greatest. I'll bring you a bottle. I'm gonna send a bottle down here.
Okay, send
us
a bottle.
10 bottles. This stuff is so great. I gave it to everybody. All the people at the Friars Club. I give a guy a bottle. They're the happiest.
So everyone's walking around with a
tan. Long as you're not bald. Yeah, as long as you're not bald.
No, you gotta have hair.
You gotta have hair.
Yeah.
Or else you gotta put it all over your head. You look like a boy. You look like a schmuck in the White House.
Yeah,
like
exactly. And he has hair, and he still looks crazy. So what's the best, most interesting thing about your life now? So you're just like into this acting thing. Are you gonna do another movie?
I think they got something in mind for me. As a matter of fact, I spoke to them last night, and they got something really big for me. I mean, they said to me, Wayne, we got something really big for you. And I know what it is. And if they get it done, I'm going to be the happiest guy in the world. This is like huge. I mean, huge. It's going to be a huge movie. It's going to be somebody I could play easily. And I understand the part. I understand the character already. And I hope it comes true. I mean, look, I trust these guys. These guys, I did videos for them. I did everything for them. I mean, I love doing things for them. They're, you know, when you would, you know, I mean, Anthony's like me. We feel it from the hip. You know when people are good people or they're scumbags. I mean, you make a few. Everybody makes mistakes along the way. You lose money with somebody because they're a prick. Or they're thieves. You know, we all live with this shit. He liked Donald Trump. He doesn't like him anymore. Everybody has this shit. But these guys, I give you my word of honor on my kids. I've never met people like this in my life. They're sweethearts. They're absolute sweethearts.
Yeah. I mean, that's hard to come by, right? I mean, it's so hard to come by.
Today,
and the more people you know, the harder it is to find good people.
And a handshake today. What does that mean?
Nothing.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
I'd rather deal with those guys.
See, you and Anthony, I'm glad that he denounced Trump because you guys could be good friends. You have a lot in common, believe it or not.
He said to me all the time, the guy in the Hunt Club, the guy in the
Hunting Fish? Who, Nelson?
No, the good-looking kid, the Italian kid.
Oh, Giampaolo.
Giampaolo writes me for the last 20 years, I know him, okay? I mean, I know him forever. Why don't you come in and meet Anthony? So I came to the club one night, and Anthony's got this big fucking table with like 20 Wall Street assholes on it. And I'm sitting over here, and I said, he cut Giampaolo, oh, I want to introduce you. I said, fuck you, I hate everybody at the table there. I know, and I knew what was at the table. I knew half the table. I said, don't bring me over there, please, another time. And I saw him always sitting, he always stands at the door, I mean, forever and ever. Good food, great place, love it.
It's fun. It's a fun place.
It was definitely a fun place.
You know what? When Anthony's back in town, we'll go there for dinner.
I would love it.
We could just hang out. Most importantly, I'm still here. Okay. I'm the one that runs this podcast, as you can see.
I'm
winking. But so I have to tell you, I'm going to go see this movie because we have young kids. I haven't seen any of the movies
that
are up for an Oscar.
Don't bring the young kids.
No. Absolutely not. I'm just saying that's why I haven't seen anything. So I'm going to make time to go see it, especially now that you're in it because you make a compelling case. And you're probably one of the more interesting people I've ever met.
I appreciate
and
that.
And I'm married
too.
To
a very interesting guy.
He's very interesting. So that's saying a lot, I have to say.
I really appreciate that a lot.
It's
very nice.
Will you come back and see us when Anthony's here?
I would love to. I really enjoyed this.
And then maybe you'll have an update on your prospect, your movie prospect.
I think the next one is going to be the big one. I think this is what I've been waiting for.
So then we could talk about that.
Absolutely. And this one should have been the one. It should have been the one. And these guys should have gotten the Academy Award. And to the Academy Awards, I say, fuck you. That's really the truth. Really.
Well, that goes along with the Trump hat that you're walking around
with,
right?
Of course, I always wear the fuck Trump hat. I want to see how many people want to beat the shit out of me or I want to beat the shit out of them.
Oh, my God. I have a hat that says not Trump 2020, but I was trying to be more G-rated because of my kids. But either which way.
Look, kids will always listen.
Like, my Lenny kids Bruce, can't read, so it doesn't
Lenny
even
Bruce
matter,
was right.
Right.
The more times you say fuck, shit. My kids, all four of them are Ivy League kids. Every one of my kids is an Ivy League kid. Yale, Harvard, University of Pennsylvania, or two of them are in the arts, and Vanderbilt. I better not leave out Vanderbilt.
No, don't leave that out.
Or Duke. They all went to like.
How many kids do you have?
A lot.
More than Anthony?
How many does Anthony have?
Five.
I got four and a dog.
Okay, yes. So you have
four and a dog.
Four and a furry.
Two wives. Right. We all have that. You know, the second wife is always better. You know, it's always better. We learn.
Hopefully there's no third.
Well, listen, you never know what's going to happen in life. Listen, you may want to get rid of him. You almost did there, I heard.
I didn't.
Everybody goes through the same shit. I mean, you know, it's tough. It's tough. Life is tough.
I know.
And kids are tough.
I know. That's why I was asking your take on parenting, because our kids are young, but it's hard.
You can't worry about cursing in the house. You can't, like you said, his mother cursed.
Well, obviously,
him.
I can't.
Hey, where's the fucking pasta? Where's the fuck, Anthony? Where's the fucking pasta? Where's the sauce? I put the sauce. You put it away. You asshole. We grew up with this shit. Everybody cursed, and our kids. My kids. Not one of my kids cursed. Not one of them cursed. They heard every.
Is that for real?
Cross my
okay, so there's hope for my
Moses,
kids.
Jesus, and that Muhammad guy. All of them.
Okay.
I swear on all of them.
Anyway, I want to thank you sincerely because I know you have a lot going on. You're doing press for this movie and you're going around telling everybody about what they missed out on.
It's a lot of work and they missed out on a lot. If they haven't seen Uncut Gems, check out The Wayne Diamond on Instagram because I love Instagram.
Yeah, I'm going to go check you out after.
And watch The Fat Jew, too.
He is. See you guys later. See you next Tuesday.